Christian fundamentalism has given itself its own brand. It proclaims that it is the last bastion of faithfulness to the Bible. But is Christian fundamentalism faithful to the Bible? Do the preachers of Christian fundamentalism really preach what the Bible is talking about? To get the answer to this question, we first have to understand what the Bible actually is talking about. That means we have to weigh the Bible and see which topics hold the most weight. By this means, we find the absolute central topics and that one major theme of the Bible. If there were a major theme in the Bible, that theme surely would be referenced in every single book of the Bible. That theme would appear in big, bold letters in lots of places, but it would also appear very subtly. There would be clear enunciations of that theme, but there would also be puzzles and riddles that, once the reader thinks them through, reveal that central theme. A central theme to a book as big and significant as the Bible would at once be very apparent and clear, and yet also deep and inscrutable. It would be refreshing to think about, and yet it would also engage us and make us think things through. So is there such a theme in the Bible? Can we find that one central theme in the text that unifies the entire Bible and tells us that the Bible is talking about one thing, pointing us in one direction? Well, let's break the question down into parts. Is there a theme that is referenced in every single book of the Bible? Yes, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, is referenced in every single book of the Bible. From the seed of the woman who shall crush the serpent's head in Genesis, to the bridegroom who joins with his bride in Revelation, Jesus Christ is the thread that unifies the scripture. The Lord Jesus is very apparent in the New Testament, of course, which is written to convey his life, his victory, and his teachings. But he is also pretty clearly shown to us in Isaiah 53, in the suffering servant of God. We see him in Psalms 24, 25, and 26, again, as the suffering servant of God. But he is presented to us more enigmatically in Genesis, as the ladder that joins man to God, in Exodus as the burning bush, in Joshua as the captain of the host of the Lord. He is the branch prophesied by Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Zechariah. He is the daysman longed for by Job, who can ably represent man to God and also God to man with compassion and clarity. So clearly, the Lord Jesus is the theme that runs through the entire Bible. But this theme is missing from the preaching of fundamentalism today, and through the course of this year, as the Lord wills, if you listen, you're going to hear 23 sermons from men who profess to believe and preach the Bible, and you're going to find that not one of those sermons is actually saying what the Bible is teaching. The Bible is about Jesus Christ. Regrettably, Christian fundamentalism has turned into a religion that is about being an American, being a Republican, being really macho male or really passive female, but none of these things are Jesus Christ. And so I hope you'll tune in, and I hope you'll tune in tomorrow to hear some more of this discussion of what it is to actually preach the Bible for what it says.